From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. President Obama says change is coming, but he admits it's been slow. He's been taking his message of patience to 5 states in 4 days. Today he urged action from a crowd at the University of Minnesota.
If you make some phone calls again, if you talk to your neighbors again, if you go to vote again, then I promise you, we won't just win this election. We won't just have Mark as governor, but you and I together. We are going to restore the American dream for future generations. God bless you.
Mr. Obama is trying to stave off expected Republican gains in the November elections. Sarah Palin, meanwhile, is urging supporters not to let up, even though she says the momentum is with the GOP. She told a crowd of Florida Republicans today it's time to dig deep with 10 days to go before the elections. Palin also took aim at President Obama and said he needed to apologize to the nearly 15 million people who are unemployed in the U.S. French unions are unbowed a day after the French Senate passed President Nicolas Sarkozy's retirement reform bill. Eleanor Beardsley reports unions have already announced 2 new national demonstration days.
The House and Senate versions of the retirement reform bill must still be reconciled and approved by both houses of parliament, but the Senate vote after 2 weeks and 140 hours of debate all but sealed the reform. For the last 2 weeks, France has been mired in strikes, demonstrations, and chaos against it. Oil refineries and fuel depots were blocked for nearly 2 weeks, causing a major fuel shortage, and a month-old port strike in the Mediterranean town of Marseille has kept crews and oil ships from docking. The pension reform will raise the minimum retirement age from 60 to 62, with full pension at 67. Opponents say the measure unfairly penalizes the working class. They're calling instead for tax hikes on banks and the rich. Meanwhile, with disruptions and fuel shortages, families have been unable to leave for the traditional fall vacation. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Roman Catholic bishops have called for international implementation of the UN resolutions to end Israel's occupation of Arab lands. They issued their statement at the end of a meeting called by the Pope to discuss the Middle East's political, social, and religious divisions. BBC's David Willey reports from Rome.
In a joint message at the end of 2 weeks of deliberations, the bishops who've been meeting under the chairmanship of Pope Benedict said in this way the Palestinians will have an independent and sovereign homeland where they can live with dignity and security, and the State of Israel will be able to enjoy peace and security within its internationally recognized borders. They expressed the hope that a two-state solution might become a reality and not just a dream. The bishops condemned violence and terrorism from wherever it may proceed, as well as all forms of religious extremism.
The BBC's David Willey. An outbreak of cholera is spreading in Haiti. There now worries the contagious disease could reach the capital. This is NPR News from Washington. In Kansas City this weekend, homeless military veterans are getting help dealing with problems like shelter, clothing, and health issues. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports from today's so-called stand down.
At a stand down, veterans, mainly homeless men, get clothes and access to services.
We'll give you 2 bags and we just start rolling.
But the one in Kansas City Saturday was just for women. Organizer Tiki Denham, a homeless naval veteran, says local services can sometimes fail them.
Myself, I'm 7 months pregnant right now. I can't go to the VA here in Kansas City because they don't have the right resources for us.
The Veterans Administration figures about 1 in 5 women face sexual abuse in the service. And for those like Anita Tatum, who's homeless, that experience stands in the way of getting help.
To go over to the VA and to apply for benefits, I have to tell a man this. Like, I'm so uncomfortable standing here telling you this. Just turn around. I freeze.
The U.S. Labor Department, the VFW, and the VA have all launched fresh efforts to help female vets. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.
Mexican authorities say gunmen opened fire on 3 dozen youths attending a party last night on the border city of Juarez. 13 were killed. 20 others were wounded. Prosecutors say the dead include 6 women and girls and several teens. A violent turf war between 2 drug cartels has kept residents largely housebound. The cartels often launch attacks in bars, restaurants, drug rehab centers, and other public places. Police in the nation's capital say they've arrested 3 men, including 2 students, suspected of creating a DMT lab in a freshman dorm at Georgetown University. DMT is a hallucinogenic drug. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.